One thing about this beautiful burden of a city, it can really make a guy thirsty. Lucky for me, I've got a connection. Summer in Manhattan is akin to existing inside a rancid, fever-ridden mouth. So saddling up Seaside to work on Coney Island for a couple months didn't seem very terrible. After all, I did look damn good with a suntan. He looked me up, he looked me down, he looked me side to side with an assessing sneer and said,
"Tilt a while."
I said, "Tilt a what?" And he said,
"Tilt a while."
Apparently, I had a quality that said me and this tilt a what's it were a match. Who was I to argue? I wanted the work. Seasoned with some very fine lever-pulling mentoring, I took the helm. The days moved along as easy as sand in a breeze, kissing its way across beach to boardwalk. While groups spun round on my machine in violent, sick-inducing circles, I spent up the in-between time watching colors form shapes and summer scenes. Screams raining down from the cyclone. Teenagers falling in love. It was a distinct brand of joyous chaos that made the island magic all too easy to buy into. But I saw myself as a mere passenger. Merry-go-round Jack kept gnawing on my ear over after-work beers about a blind date he wanted to set me up with.
Trust me on this, will you?
Accepting after my umpteenth refusal. 8 p.m. on Friday at the Clam Bar.
Gosh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
I met her walking stick before I met her. Figure of speech be damned. What a terrible waste of a good suntan, I thought.
I'm Marigold.
She was a blind fortune teller that ran with the sideshow clique.
Jack spoke highly of you.
She possessed a dark beauty that was driven by sharp lines and alluring confidence.
I come with a plan for us tonight. I'm taking you to church.
I told her I'd rather take a rain check on the religion. I found the clams more inviting.
Come on, Coney Lonely. You'll see.
She reassured me, saying that the only worship to be done in this church would be at the altar of inhibition.
If you don't love it all madly, you can hold me responsible.
She took half of my clams, finished my beer, and we were off into the evening.
Church welcomes you to my entirely illogical, somewhat illegal Friday night festivities.
Church was the master of the misfits. Tall and thin with esoteric tattoos and a long, wiry black beard. The tradesman that consumed swords, fire, and glass. His handshake was weak, but his onyx eyes were strong.
Entree, my beautiful people! Join the fray!
He ushered us into a party well underway.
Make good friends, make bad decisions, but most of all, enjoy.
The place smelled like spilled muscatel, Chinatown incense, and cotton candy. We lived above a sweet shop, which seemed about right. It was a freak-infested fire hazard. A group of contortionists played music in the corner of the dark railroad apartment. The whole scene couldn't have been more surreal if Lewis Carroll had written it. My entire peripheral was a blur, though. I focused squarely on Marigold in front of me, dancing with abandoned and an outstretched hand.
Gonna stand there? Dance with me!
Passenger, no more. I took her hand, then she took me in. We danced. I wanted to ask her everything about herself, but I didn't need to know. I knew I liked the way she danced, and that was enough. Until it came to an end with one rapturous word from church.
Fireworks!
The crowd scrambled for the door.
Come on, we can all watch from the beach.
Marigold hopped on my back, giggling and pointing her walking stick ahead, indicating we make haste.
Onward! Florida to the beach.
Church blowing a horn and leading the way.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
The wild natives and the passenger no more singing songs like some pagan ritual as fire filled the sky. I was spending summer in heaven and it was a hell of a lot of fun. We watched with childlike glee until the last burst of pink and blue rained down from above. With nothing but trails of sulfuric smoke crossing the shore, our friends parted. Marigold and I kissed and we talked. She lost her sight gradually over the years, then once and for all when she was about 20.
Oh, it's okay. I'm okay. Better than. I've got all of this.
She said that what she had seen was enough to fill her heart and mind with memory. She only needed to feel now, and that was more than okay with her. She told me my fortune, which I won't tell you. Then she asked if I would tell her what I saw. I told her I saw the most perfect and interesting girl in the world existing in a place where smiles meant something more. And I told her it would be a dream to consume it till it was part of all of me, all of the time. She looked at me, the hand on my face, feeling my smile grow to Cheshire proportions, and said on Coney Island,
"There's not a dream that is out of reach. You just need to make one quick phone call."
Greetings, ladies and listeners. This is your operator, here to connect you to a connected cocktail.
A daiquiri with a switch. A lovely little summer sipper we call Coney Island Mermaid. Perfectly sweet, with a beachy brightness that no matter where you are, will immediately transport you to the beautiful landscape of the Coney Island Boardwalk. So, apply a bit of sunscreen, slip on your best two-piece or trunks, as we are about to dive in. Grab a shaker and muddler to start. Because we are very sensible people, ladies and listeners, we start our beach party with the crown jewel of the tropics, pineapple. Drop a generous chunk into your shaker and muddle away. Release all that gorgeous golden juice, which will illuminate our drink like the sun over the Atlantic. Maintaining a focus worthy of taking top prize at the shooting gallery, we stay our course with our fruit. 1 ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice strained of any pulp or seeds. The ample acidity will offer structure and balance to the cocktail. Next, we will heighten that pH by way of Provence. Nothing says sunny day quite like a crisp, dry French rosé. 1.5 ounce. Now, for a thrill before we chill, ladies and listeners. Since we have that acid bringing a strong parachute launch-like definition to our drink, it's time to add some cyclone fun with a rum. 2 ounces of Caribbean white rum. Sorry, must meet the height and age requirement to ride this ride. It's not Coney Island if you don't have salt water. Salt is a delightful flavor enhancer that will bring that acid, fruit, and beautiful booze forward. You will add about 3 drops of a cocktail saline to your shaker. Make this easy concoction by dissolving 2 3/4 teaspoons of salt into 1 1/4 ounce of water. Fill your shaker just about 3/4 to the top with ice. Whether it's a trip to Coney Island or the candy store, you will need some tried and true pink and blue cotton candy. Go ahead and pull off a good handful, equal amounts of each color, filling your shaker up the rest of the way with all that fluffy goodness. Remember, though cotton candy dissolves with water, that creamy carnival essence will stay very much intact. It offers a bit more complexity than your standard simple. Its nostalgic flavor and colorful sugar will tie this sideshow together, giving our drink its shamelessly playful personality.
Step right up
and fasten your seatbelts. We are going to make our friend at the Tilt-A-Whirl proud. It's time to give this shaker a ride. Shake the cocktail vigorously for 10 to 15 seconds till you feel a palm-chilling frost that not even the 90-degree New York heat would be able to cut through. Finally, fill a glass with crushed ice and pour. The grayish-blue liquid will fall over the rocks with a snow cone-like flare. Garnish the top of your cocktail with a bit more cotton candy and a festive stripy straw. The cotton candy can be stirred in for an additional hit of sweetness and added expressive color. From ears to cheers, I raise my glass. This is your operator, saying though we may be separated by wires, distance, and possibly even decades, may we take a sip in solidarity. Disconnecting. Good night.